This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome to Voice of Change. As we near the end of July, we are sitting here welcoming in August, which, okay, makes a lot of sense because it's very natural to consider August comes after July. But August is actually Women's Month. But we also know that it is National Women's Day on the 9th of August. And when I really reflect and consider the meaning of the 9th of August, I'm always reminded of the great sacrifices of the women who went before me. Now, we know that, of course, in 1956, on the 9th of August, women from around South Africa marched together. They marched not only for freedom and justice, but they marched for everybody. They marched for every woman. And they raised their voices together for every single woman, not only standing there, but the woman that would come after them. And I reflect on that so powerfully when I consider that we ourselves as a woman of God need to do the same. We need to do the same spiritually for the woman who will come after us. We know Hebrews 12 tells us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who cheer us on, who encourage us, who are shouting, go, go, go. And you know what? Those people, part of those people in the great cloud of witnesses, are the mighty women who went before us, our matriarchs of faith, our predecessors who birthed the very faith that we hold on to today. And so as we reflect on that, I want us to warm up the seat, so to speak, for August and for Women's Month. And I'm joined by two incredible women who will be doing this alongside me today. Firstly, I want to introduce you to Sabrina, who is a lover of Jesus before every single thing. You know, she has a heart for worship. She outworks that worship and devotion in her everyday life. She is also the founder and the CEO of Reveal Woman and is passionate about ministry. We'll be talking about Reveal Woman today. She also is so passionate about equipping and building up leaders and women in every single sphere and aspect of life. She is powerfully, powerfully passionate about writing, mentoring, speaking, justice, the rights of women, and the rights of children are some of her passions. And she does so many incredible things. She's also hosting a very, very powerful business and leadership seminar for women that is going to be taking place on the 9th of August, which we're going to be touching on as well. And I'm also joined by an amazing queen, Nancy. Now, Nancy has completed her degree in live performance at AFDA Cape Town and the School for the Creative Economy. And thereafter, she won the 54th Annual Fleur de Cap Theatre Award for the Most Promising Student in 2019. In 2019, she also launched Lambda, which is Launchpad Musical Theatre Training. You may recognize her because now we're going to put a bit of a face to Nancy, you know, as the new face for the Checkers 60-60 campaign, because getting stuff tomorrow is so yesterday. You know that advert? I absolutely love that advert. And she's been acting in so many things, theater productions, hitting stages. She had a one-woman show in which she played 19 characters, which is crazy. She's also a professional trained voiceover artist and is working on a new animation series on Netflix 2022. So I have some amazing queens with me today who are going to be touching on some powerful tools for women, but also, like I said, lighting a fire, setting the stage for August and for Women's Month. So don't go anywhere. They're with me after this. To my listeners today here on Voice of Change, it's going to be such a fantastic show. I am super excited to be welcoming two amazing women, Sabrina and Nancy, to be with me today. We are going to be getting the fire lit for Women's Day, which is coming soon, and for Women's Month, which is just around the corner. And so firstly, Nancy, Sabrina, thank you for being with me today and welcome to Voice of Change.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's an honor and a privilege. I'm so excited.
I'm super, super excited. Oh my gosh, you two are amazing. And I can't wait to get into our conversation. You know what? Today, I want to say to my listeners, it's all about stirring up a passion, stirring up about why women should go for their purpose, why it's important right now in the season, in our generation, why we are the woman who will, who can, who should, who could, and who absolutely will make it happen. And so, you know what, Sabrina, I want to start with you because there's something super exciting that you have birth, that God has led you to birth. I'm super excited. It's called The Table. And on the 9th of August, you are hosting this incredible business and leadership seminar for women called The Table. Now tell us about it. Tell us about the vision. Tell us a bit about what is The Table?
Yes. So it's called The Table Business and Leadership Seminar. And basically what we're focusing on is equipping, empowering, and investing into women from all spheres of life, whether you are a career woman, a stay-at-home mom, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever it is, we find yourself, we want to make sure that you know what your purpose is, and that wherever you are and the role you get to play in society, whatever voice you have, that you have a place at the table. And so Reveal Women, which is the organization planning the event, The Table, our heart is to equip women, godly women, women who want to not only find their identity in God and not only want to kind of figure out what their purpose is within their field, wherever they're working, but also for women who are wanting to discover how to start a business, how to implement whatever project they're wanting to do and how to do it in such a way that is impactful the way that they were called to do it. So that's pretty much what The Table is focused on.
That's so powerful, and it's so awesome that what you just shared. I think a lot of women also feel, you know, oh, well, I'm just a stay-at-home mom, so what do I bring to the table, right?
Right.
Or I'm just this. What do I really bring? What do I really give? What do I really, you know, oh, I'm just raising my kids now, or I'm just doing this now, or I'm actually just in a season where I'm not doing much now, so I'm not really bringing anything to anybody. But that's also not true, because we always bring something. And I think that's so powerful and it's so important. Nancy, I wanted to ask you, you know what? You are that woman we see on the Checkers advert in that amazing greeny suit that I fell in love with. I fell in love with the suit when I first saw that advert.
I've asked for that suit. They didn't want to give it to me.
I was like, where did they get the suit from? So that is kind of like, the listeners can kind of put like this sort of like, okay, now we know what she looks like. We know who we're talking to. You know what? Why is it time, you know, for women to go for their purpose? Why is it now? We know that, you know, I believe that there's a lot of things that's happening, but I believe that also there's a specific time that women need to just go for it. Why is it time now? What would you say? Would you say, woman, we need to get up. We need to go for our purpose. We need to, you know, we are bringing something to the table no matter what the role is. Why is it time now? What would you say to women who are listening who are like, oh, I don't know if I even have a purpose in this life?
The first thing that comes to mind is that it's time now because you have no idea what's on the other end of your obedience. You literally, just thinking of Sabrina, you know, she's my mentor. And I often think that if she had not been obedient to what God had called her to do, I would not be where I am today. So we have no idea what's on the other end of us saying yes to what God has for us. And the thing is that God knows who we are destined to be. He knows the end, you know, from the beginning from the end. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He's seen it all. So he knows what is necessary for us to walk into our purpose. And if we don't say yes to what he's put right in front of us, there's no way we can fathom what he has planned for us because it's too big. I'm reminded of that verse that says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So if we can think of something, that the biggest, most significant thing that we can think of, he has something even greater than that. But if we don't just do it, if we don't say yes to what he's put right in front of us, we won't be able to build the faith to say yes to those things that are to come.
Sure, that is incredibly powerful to me as well to hear, you know, even today, because I think that, you know, it can be tough sometimes, and just to think, you know what, God knows, and he has such a big plan for us. We don't know what it looks like. We don't know what the outcome will be. Mm. And Sabrina, I just wanted to say to you, you know, it's so powerful to hear Nancy say, you know, Sabrina's my mentor, and her obedience has been so impactful to my life. And we honor you for that today. And just your obedience as well with Reveal Woman, with the table. It's so incredible. And I want to ask you, what really have you learned on your own personal journey, you know, about being a woman who has just had to go for it? And what does that look like to you? Because I know that you've taken, you know, God has spoken to you about many things in life, and you've taken it and you've run with it. And I'm sure it's been tough sometimes. But what does that look like to you? What has your journey been about? You know, what does it look like? Has it just unfolded? Has it been just deep obedience? What's been happening in your personal life?
Firstly, Reveal Woman as a whole, the organization, was birthed from my own story. I'm just a regular girl from DRC who grew up in South Africa. And I had a lot of lack in terms of leadership. I had so many dreams, so many big goals, and, you know, so many things that I wanted to do. And I knew the things I was actually blessed from a young age to know where God wanted to take me and what he wanted me to do in terms of my career, in terms of ministry. But the thing is, I didn't always have the right voices to speak over me, and I didn't have the right investments in terms of someone actually taking your hand and helping you along the journey. There was so much hardship, in the sense that I had to learn from my mistakes, and I made a lot of mistakes, and I fell down a lot. And so Reveal Woman was really birthed out of the knowledge and noticing that women need to be invested into intentionally. Mm. And that's what Reveal Woman is. And so from me knowing the lack of having someone there to constantly be there and show you and help you and hold your hand, someone that God uses obviously to walk you on your journey, seeing that, like, I had that desire, God allowed, used my story to birth that desire to invest into women in, again, all spheres of life, and to really say, hey, you are seen, and we want to empower you, we want to invest into you. Specifically, we want to create content, programs, and events specifically designed for your purpose and for your calling. And so, yeah, I think the challenge has been in my story, having to learn along the way, and it still gets hard. Mm-hmm. But I know that those who have gone before me, they left a legacy, but also I'm able to leave a legacy for those who are coming after me, whether it's physically or spiritually.
Wow, that's so amazing. And it's just so powerful. Nancy, I wanted to come to you here as well and ask you something similar. I know that as women, as, you know, children of God, we have these stories that God wants to use, these powerful testimonies that we call it a testimony, but it really is a journey. And we've been experiencing so many things. So when we share a story, it's like we could share it in like 30, 40 minutes and people can be impacted, but we've actually lived it. You know, we've lived those moments. We've lived, you know, the downtimes, the uptimes. We've lived through everything. And what have you learned in your own personal journey about being a woman and who's had to just go for it? And what does that look like to you?
I think, funnily enough, it's only recently, and I would say recently, like maybe the past year or 2 years, that I've come to realize who I am in Christ. Because before that, and something that I spoke about at the table, is that it can actually be so dangerous when you speak with such authority and, like, you know, unapologetically, but you don't know who you are. Because then, you know, you just put yourself behind any cause or anything that you think, you know, with your earthly understanding is what you should be doing. And you actually have no idea. And I, for this past birthday of mine, on the 9th of July, I actually asked God to please, like, accelerate me knowing my identity. This is like 2 weeks ago. Like, so you can imagine, I'm 23 years old, and it's only now that I know who I am. But it's been a life full of me passionately getting behind things, but I didn't even know why. Like, this, it's so unfortunate, like, the amount of people who don't know why they are doing what they are doing, and then find themselves depleted, exhausted, depressed, tired, alone. And I think, like, I'm so grateful to God for, you know, how he's really, like, he's shown me who I am in this past season. Because even, you know, going into this industry that I've chosen, I had no idea that actually God, you know, he destined my steps up until this point, because I was just a people pleaser, you know. That's the nature of our industry, the entertainment industry. What do you want? Do you want me to change it? How do you want me to change it? When do you want me there? And it can be so dangerous going into this industry or any kind of industry without knowing who you are, because then you'll never, when do you say no? When do you set down boundaries? What actually do you determine as success? What is success to you? Because, you know, we jeopardize so many things, and I would jeopardize my sleep, my relationships with my family. My mother and sister even had to tell me that, like, we can never reach you. And I'm like, no, but I'm networking. But I didn't know why. I had no idea why I was doing any of it. And like with anything, when you know why you're doing it and who you are, whose you are, it, even the why can sometimes, sometimes it's not even as, I don't want to say important or relevant, but because I know that God is the one who told me to do it, he knows why. And I'm not worrying or overthinking, and I can actually rest and know that he's got me, and he knows why he wants me to do this, because he knows what he needs to bring out of me. Because we don't know what's inside of us. Like, the Bible even says that the human heart is desperately wicked. Who knows how wicked it is? But we perform. We say, no, I ought to be this person, so I shall perform to be this person. Or I, you know, society says I should be this. So then we follow, you know, this norm, or, you know, okay, I'm going to challenge the status quo. I don't even know why I'm doing it, but I'm going to challenge it, because, and people push us. They say, yes, that's what you've been doing all your life. So yeah, you are a justice person. You are, but you don't even know who you are. You don't know why you're doing it. You don't even feel loved at the end of the day. And like, my whole life has, like, up until now, has been God trying to show me that he's not even more concerned about the things that I do for him more than he is for me. And this morning, even when I was sitting with him, he was showing me that, like, you know, faith, yes, you think you have faith, but the little things that you do to outwork that faith, like how the Bible says faith without works is dead, is proof that you know who I am, that you can trust me, that I don't lie. And I was like, yo, okay, Lord, you know. And that's just, it's just another thing that God is having to show me, another chapter. But I would have never been able to get here if he didn't show me who I am, or like from the beginning, but also give me the reassurance that I don't need to have it all together. And thank goodness, because in this industry where, you know, I'm given so many opportunities by the grace of God, one's ego can, you know, get puffed up, and one can find themselves people pleasing. And it's still something that I'm learning today to get over. Every day I have to choose to take up my cross and say, God, I'm not going to people please. I'm going to live for the audience of one, being you, every single day, every moment.
Nancy just took us to church there, just preached us to us, because these are lessons. These are lessons that we can all learn from. These are huge lessons. And even over the weekend, I know somebody said to me, you know, we've got to do things out of a rest, you know, we've got to create out of a rest. We've got to share out of a rest. We've got to be with God out of a rest. But truthfully, what you just shared is connected to that, is that we can't do things out of a rest within ourselves if we don't know our identity, because we talk about it a lot. We're like, oh, just do things out of a rest. We got to have peace inside of us. You know, we've got to be peaceful. We've got to be restful. But how do we have that sense of peace within us and who we are if we don't know our identity in him? And it's so powerful. Like, this is what you're sharing with us today. And it's so powerful. And the things that we do, and it's so incredible. And you were saying just now, you know, I'm 23 and I'm only learning these things now. It's like, that's pretty young to still be learning these things. So imagine what you're going to be like when you're 33. You're going to be amazing.
I receive, queen.
It's absolutely true. These are important lessons and ones that we can all learn from. You know, people pleasing is a big thing, and I think in so many industries, even in normal workplaces, you know, people want to go for that promotion, they want to get that thing, so it ends up being compromise, a little bit of compromise here, people pleasing. These are lessons that I think we need to kind of reflect on a bit. So we're going to go to a quick music break, but I don't want you, my listeners, to go anywhere, because we're just getting started here on Voice of Change. When we come back, Nancy and Sabrina are still with me, and we're going to get into some deep truths for women. So enjoy some music with us, and we will continue our chat after the break. You're with me here, Lauren Jacobs, on Voice of Change today, and I have two incredible women sharing their stories with me, sharing their journeys with me, and also just sharing, you know, we're going to get into some sharing on things that women need to hear in this season. And Sabrina, you know, I wanted to also ask you something a little bit practically today that we can just give to our listeners. And that is, oftentimes when I meet women, they say, you know, it's sometimes difficult to really just go for your purpose. Sometimes you can see the purpose. You know, God gives you a challenge, or he gives you things that you need to do, or things you need to run with in life. But we have these limiting self-beliefs. We have these things, you know, that you think, oh, maybe I'm just not good enough. Maybe I'm not the one to do this thing. You know, maybe I'm not educated enough. I don't have the finances enough. I don't have the skill enough like someone else does. And yet God is calling that woman to do what he is calling them to do. But sometimes we have these limiting self-beliefs. We know it sometimes also comes from our families or from things that we've heard. But how do we practically overcome that? What is it that we need to do? And it doesn't only apply to women, it applies to men as well, anybody. How can we really overcome to live in a place of purpose?
I think the key, firstly, is knowing that purpose is not an assignment. It's not a task. It's not what you do. It's not where you are. Your purpose is found in God. And so I'll put it this way. God creates you for a reason. He creates you. This, the first thing he creates you for is for worship, to worship him. And he creates you to be an object of his love and to love him in return. Our purpose exists to showcase the glory of God here on earth. So a lot of times when we talk about purpose, there's a misunderstanding, and we immediately shift to the idea that purpose is only achieved through doing something. Doing a task, wherever God calls you to travel, God calls you to start a ministry, start a business or whatever, those are just things that he's going to use to fulfill your purpose, which is giving glory to God. That's your purpose. So your purpose is not the things that you do. Those are things that God uses to fulfill your purpose. Again, what is your purpose? To bring glory to God. And so when you have that understanding that your purpose here on earth is to bring glory to God, to worship him, to shine the light on Jesus, to be love, to showcase the love of God here on earth, to love your neighbor, to worship God, then you'll be able to understand that everything that he places before you, every task, it's like working for a company. They say you work for an insurance company and you go to work. And the first thing you do is you report to your supervisor or whoever's your head. And they say, okay, today, Lauren, I want you to fill in these forms, and then I need you to complete this file by 3 o'clock today. That is a task, but your purpose is to represent the company as a whole. That task is going to help you to represent the company. And so when you understand that my purpose is not the things that I do, it's easier for you to overcome the obstacles of fear, doubt, I've actually had the conversation with someone the other day about believing in yourself. And they said, I struggle to believe in myself. And I said, but it's not you that you believe in. You believe in God. And when you believe in him so much, you'll be able to believe the things that he says about you. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing about purpose. It's not in our achievements. It's not in our qualifications. It's in God. And sometimes even God uses raises qualifications to open doors that the earth needs so that you can go on and fulfill your purpose. So that's the first thing that you need to understand, that your purpose is not your task. And so when it comes to, okay, let me, I have to start this business, don't see it as, if I don't start it, I'm going to fail. If I don't start it, then I'm not living out my purpose. No, you are bigger than that. Your purpose is bigger than that because God is bigger than that. So that's the first thing that I'd say you have to understand, that your purpose is found in God.
Wow, and that is super, super powerful, because it can bring such a shift and such a peace. It's the first time that I've actually ever heard somebody explain it like that and break it down like that. And so that is so incredible, Sabrina. Thank you. Because it is so, so hard sometimes. People get caught up because, you know, it's kind of like, oh, well, God is calling me to do this business, or he's calling me to do this thing. This is my purpose. And automatically the task becomes purpose. And so there's so much pressure on you. You feel so pressurized. People feel pressurized. They don't want to fail. You know, there's all that self-doubt. There's a lot of, you know, conversations that are had. And it can become so confusing for so many people. But when we are able to separate it like that and say, you know, exactly like you shared, my purpose, I'm here to worship God. I'm here to bring glory to Christ. I'm here to, you know, represent the kingdom to which I belong. And there's just these tasks that I will have to fulfill. It's so incredible to see it like that, because I think that that can bring a lot of peace to a lot of people, and to say, you know what, that is how we should see it. And that is so, so powerful. I'm so encouraged by that today as well. Nancy, I also wanted to ask you, you know, I know that you spoke about the industry that you're in, and it's a very specific industry. And I have met so many women from the entertainment industry, which I'm really blessed about. And a lot of the challenges that they have shared is also wrapped up in self-belief, you know, doubting of the self. And, you know, because there's so many voices going on. Is this something that you've had to overcome as well? Have there been practical steps that you've had to take to overcome, you know, limiting self-beliefs and things that are quite difficult to deal with in certain industries?
Definitely. There definitely have been many moments, many mindsets that I've had to ask God to break, you know, that didn't originate from him. And even in auditions, and because, you know, you face constant rejection. It's or people want to alter your appearance or the way you speak, you have to be aware of your appearance as well, because it is like your physical, my lecturers put it when I was studying, that you are the business, like your physical you, your mouth, your voice, your, when I say mouth, I mean voice, your face, your everything. You are the business, your essence, your personality. So there is extra care that has to go into that. But what I'm so grateful for God for is that, especially last year, there was for a season, I, you know, during COVID, I had picked up a significant amount of weight, more than I had, like, you know, previously working, actually physically working in the industry. Mm-hmm. And it was in that season, I had booked more work than I ever had before. And my skin was looking cray cray, Lauren, mm-hmm. Queen, let me tell you what. So everything on the outside was, you know, and the thing is, yes, I was thick, but not thick healthy. Because, you know, you can be thick and it's like, yeah girl, you are healthy. Yeah. I was not that one. So I was very insecure. And the thing is that God, I'm so grateful to God in that he showed me that it's not about you. It's actually, there are things that you have to overcome in terms of you believing. But just like Sabrina said, it's, you know, it's your purpose is in God. So if God has called you to be in this industry, unless I'm, you know, in disobedience and actively like going against God and doing my own things, there's nothing I can do to fail. Like he has, this purpose is in him. He's got it. Like he has it in his hand. I don't need to worry. I don't need to fight for myself. He will fight for me. He will open every door and shut every door that I shouldn't be in. But For me, it really shifted my the way I thought in when my confidence became in God. Because whether I did well in an audition, whether I, you know, felt like I botched it, or whether I felt that I prepared enough or maybe over prepared, it didn't matter, because he, at the end of the day, because I know that I'm living in submission to him, mm-hmm. and because I've asked him to have access to my work, to me, to my mind, to this industry through me, I know that he will have his way no matter what. But then also that does put onus on us to give him access, because mm-hmm. we can choose to not give him access and be like, you know what, I'm going to do this in my own strength. I'm going to make a way. I will build my career from the ground up. And you know what, it is, you can, maybe you will get too far to a certain extent, mm-hmm. but people love to say it's nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. We can't leave that part out. So yeah. Even the way I look at myself, I can say to myself, I'm beautiful, I'm lovely, I'm all these things. But if there are mindsets and if there's deep rooted hurt in me and the way I view myself, I will not be able to change my mind without the assistance of God. I won't be able to. So it's been for me constant surrender of my appearance, even the way I look. Because, hey, Queen, let me tell you, a few of those pounds have not been shed yet. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't, it's not about that, you yeah. know, it's God. God has chosen me for this, and because this is a path that he's put me on, no one can remove me from this path. There's no Amen. Principality, no power, no one and nothing. But practically speaking, I would say it's just continuing to give God access. Like, God, please, he really wants to be involved in every single aspect of our lives. He does. So I will ask God, please help me learn my lines. Lord, what do you think about this character? What do you, you know? And then funny enough, he will put things, you know, people in my path, or he will, something will come up and I'll be like, what? Okay. You know how Viola Davis says actors need to be thieves of life, because you're constantly observing and you know, yeah. stealing, if I can say it like that, from people, in the sense that not their items. People, please do not quote me on that.
She's not a thief.
But you are constantly watching and learning and seeing how you can interpret that person's reality and put it, you know, in a character, or you know, or yeah, in a theater production, or a personality. But just knowing that God has called me in this, and that he says I'm beautiful, he says that I'm chosen, he says I'm loved, no one can take that away from me. That's a revelation that I've had. And no role, whether it's the biggest director or whatever, if God says lay it down, I need to lay it down, because at the end of the day, all things work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So I've stopped trying to understand and work things in my own strength. It never turns out the right, Queen.
I know. That is so true. I want to say amen to that. You know, last night I was thinking about this whole weight loss thing, and maybe we're touching on it for such a specific reality. Maybe there's someone that's listening to us that needs to hear, you know, because oftentimes I hear friends of mine talk a lot about their weight, and it upsets me, because I'm like, we don't need to talk about it. There's nothing to talk about, you know. We are, you know, there's, and I read this quote last night, and it said, don't let your mind bully your body. And I was like, wow, man, that's powerful, because sometimes it's that negative body image that you have in your mind. No matter if you're going to lose weight, you can still have a negative body image. I remember being super skinny when I was like 17 years old and being like skin and bones. And I remember complaining to my dressmaker, who was making my matric dance dress, and I was like, I'm so fat, I'm not going to fit in. Yeah. And he was like, girl, is there something wrong with you? Like, he consistently thought I was a crazy woman. Because and it's just because you have that negative body image, and it's in your mind. So no matter what you look like on the outside, if it's not, you know, we don't get rid of that negative body image or that self-talk inside, it's kind of like we're just going to see ourselves a certain way, and we don't let our minds bully our bodies. And I think it's so powerful. And again, it's so significant in different industries, like what you're referring to. You know, the entertainment industry is very, very intense about what you look like, and, you know, what your hair looks like, you know, even, and what you're looking like. And it's so crazy. And You know, Sabrina, I want to just ask you, you know, I can't believe that our time has gone so quickly, but I wanted to ask you, you know, if you have something on your heart that you just want to say to the women who are listening today as we approach August, which we always celebrate as Women's Month, and we also know the 9th of August being so significant, our National Women's Day, which is such a powerful day. And, you know, is there a message on your heart for the women of South Africa right now?
I think you touched a little bit on what I actually had on my heart. Be very careful and aware of the voices you allow to shape you and mold you as a woman. Social media, the media, even the entertainment industry, the movies that we watch, all these things, they're full of lies. And if you're not careful, you will fall into the trap of believing the things you were told to believe. One thing that I had to do was step away from the things that I thought defined me. And I did it. God was able to do that even without my knowledge. I only realized later that God is actually taking a lot of things, finding my identity in this. And before you can step into your calling, before you can realize your purpose, you need to be okay and ready to stand out and not fit in, whether people agree with you or not, whether people support you or not, whether people are behind you and they have your back or not. You need to know who you are and not try to lean on make social media your pillar and say, I want to be like that, or I want to do things like that. Spend time on your knees, spend time hearing and listening, getting used to hearing the voice of God, because that's where you get your identity. And it's so important, even with the weight thing, where I was also having, I always have this conversation. I use the same analogy that if we were created differently, let's say our ears were where our nose was, and our eyes were where our fingers were, for example, that would have been normal to us. And if somebody would have walked in with ears where we have it right now, eyes where we have it, fingers where we have it right now, we would have thought, that's a weird looking person. Why do they look like that? And that just tells you how we are taught by the media what's normal and what's not normal. But once you submit your knowledge and your understanding and your mindset to the one who's created you, you're able to live in the fullness and the full capacity and the of what it is to be a woman. You are not defined by your size or your weight or the color of your skin even. You are defined by what God says about you. And if, like you, again, if we were created differently, that would have been normal. And, you know, that just tells you how society dictates, without our knowledge, dictates what we should refer as normal and what's not normal. So be careful of the voices that you allow to shape and mold you as a woman.
Amen. You know, I was saying to someone the other day, they were talking about their age, you know, oh, getting to a certain age is so difficult. And actually, it was kind of a joke, but I said, you know, if you were in Ethiopia, you would be a lot younger, you know, and they were kind of like, okay, because Ethiopian time, you only age like every couple of years, like time is different, you know, and so it's about our mindset again. You know, if we were living somewhere else, then you would only age every now and then. If you were living on Mars, you would probably be a whole lot younger. You'd be a teenager still, you know, even though you're 50 now. So it's just that mindset, right? It's like we don't have to live by these things, and we can choose not to buy into that mindset. And again, what you're talking about is so important. What we expose ourselves to as well, what we see, what we listen to, you know, what our friends say, what our family members say, what the TV is saying to us, and all of those realities. And Sabrina and Nancy, I want to say thank you so much for being with me today. I feel as though we could just continue this conversation because there is so much to share. And but thank you both for your grace to be
here. Thank you so much, Lauren.
It has been so good. You know what, Sabrina, I want to end off with giving people the opportunity as well to know how to register for the table, because it's a free event for women. So it's not limited to whether you have the money or not. Tell us, how do we get to register for this awesome event on the 9th of August, which I know is going to be so impactful?
Right. As Lauren said, it's completely free.
Mm-hmm.
Online, so you don't have to gather, you don't have to leave your room. It's a gift from us to you, to the women of Africa, to the women of the world. So you can go to www.revealwoman.com and you can go to our events and you can just put in your details and we'll send you the link to your access. And you can also follow us on Instagram, Reveal Woman, or on Facebook, Reveal Woman, and there's a lot of details on there as well. So we hope that you can join us.
Yeah, amen. Go on over revealwoman.com or Reveal Woman on Instagram and Facebook, and go on over, register for the free event. You will get all the information sent to you, and everyone, we'll see you there, hopefully. Nancy, Sabrina, thank you again for being with me. May God richly bless both of you. Thank you so much for what you are bringing to the kingdom at this time, what you're both bringing to women's lives, to other people's lives, to everyone's life. And thank you so much. And may God just richly bless you and lead and guide both of you, your steps going forward. And I'm so excited to see what God is going to do in the future for you both. So thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you, Queen. Amen.
You know what? There is power in womanhood and there is power in sisterhood. And I just want to, you know what, end off the show just gracefully telling you that we have learned so many lessons today. And I'm so grateful for the woman that I've come to know, the woman that have joined me on the show, the woman who just really, really are God's woman and who are just sharing their journeys and just being incredible human beings. I just feel like my heart is so full of gratitude for all of those women. And I know that you sitting there today listening, you probably know a woman like that in your own life. I'm sure you're grateful for your grandmother who had such incredible faith, your mother who never stopped praying for you, an auntie who never gave up on you even when you were in those rebellious years, or maybe a spiritual mom who continues to feed your soul and your spirit, or maybe it's your pastor's wife or your pastor herself. Maybe it's just a guardian or an adopted mom, or somebody who is just a powerful influence in your life, someone that works with you, someone who mentors you, someone who maybe just was with you for a season, was with you for a month or two, but whose impact has lasted. Let us honor those women over this Women's Month. We say thank you to God for all the incredible women who have gone before us and those who are still with us and those who we will still meet. Because think about it, your spiritual mom might still be coming into your life. There might be incredible women whom you're still going to create amazing friendships with. And we are thankful to God for all of those women. So as we go into August, Women's Month, may it be a blessed one. May it be a one where we celebrate womanhood and where we come to a place of greater freedom. It's been so great to be with you. It's Voice of Change, Lauren Jacobs, signing out until next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.